The chief executive of Ghana Gas, Dr. George Sipayanki, is optimistic that with the completion of the gas processing plant at Atuabo, some of the critical power needs of the country will be addressed. Speaking to Radio Ghana ahead of the president's visit to the plant site today, Dr. Yankee said the president will inspect what has been accomplished so far. He will also be briefed about the successes chalked up as a result of his personal commitment and support to ensure that the project is completed. This will then kick-start the process of selling gas from the Jubilee fields.
A lot has been said about the project. He's a very practical president. He likes to see things for himself. So he comes to see where we are and truly whether we finish the project or not. And I would like to be briefed as to when gas will be flowing. Every Ghanaian is looking forward to. So basically, he's come to inspect the project and then see for himself exactly where we are.
As the chief executive of the company, what would you be telling the president when he comes there?
The project is completed now. After all the support that he as a president has given to the project, after the support by the government, from the government for the project to the project and all the challenges that we have gone through. And we also want to assure him that once begin operation, the country will begin to have some reliable supply of power, and then some of our difficulties and challenges will be either reduced, if not eliminated totally. So we're going to tell that, look, the plan is finished, he must see for himself, and then explain to him some of the benefits that will accrue to the country from the project.
You might have gone through a lot in executing this project. Would you want to share some of this with us?
The project was executed on a fast-track basis because of the challenges that the Jubilee partners were having. So it wasn't like a normal project where it was planned, executed, and time was taken to do some preliminary works before even the work was done. We have had to do this job in parallel. All the components of the project were done in parallel because we wanted to finish it on time to relieve the Jubilee partners of having to continue to inject gas into the world. And so, one, financially, we had a problem. Even after the law has been approved, we had challenges that arose between some misunderstanding between the Ministry of Finance and CDB. And two, because of the fast strategy of the project, the government could not fully capitalize us as a company. So we had challenges, you know, financially. And one of the major challenges that has actually confronted the project have been financial. And two, you have to wage all kinds of battles, attack from people and some individuals who really were not in favor of Ghana Gas doing the project. So we had all kinds of difficulties, challenges, people trying to undermine our job. But luckily, we had a lot of Ghanaians who did appreciate the importance of the project and so came to support us. And by the grace of God, we are where we are.
Dr. Sipayanki also hinted that all the commercial arrangements with the Jubilee partners and the plant audits are being worked out for the plants to begin operations.
We are in the process of resolving all the issues. These are some conditions that were agreed upon between the Jubilee partners and Ghana Gas to deal with. For instance, the deep sea 14 kilo pipeline belongs to TNPC. Now it has been formally assigned to Ghana Gas, and then the Jubilee partners want evidence of that. They want to see us complete the gas sales agreement also to be completed, and that is also ongoing. And we are hoping that these two items may be finished within the next few weeks. And also the other item is that Ghana Gas agreed with the Jubilee partners of a third-party audit or verifier to confirm that the project is sound enough to receive gas. They've agreed on the external verifier who will do that for us. We really want it to be done because we want to be sure that the quality of the project that we believe they have accomplished is really confirmed by a third party. And that also will be done, and we hope to take a couple of weeks. So hopefully, we believe that before the end of the month, all these conditions will be met. And then Talo is also doing the engineering work. For the time, it's not just tying in the pipes for it. You have to do some engineering work, construction before the tying is done, so that we ensure that there is no leakage of gas when the gas starts to flow from the FPSO. So all these are being addressed with vigor, and hopefully in a couple of weeks' time it should be over, and then Ghana will be processing its own gas.
Dr. George Sipayanki is the chief executive of the Ghana National Gas Company.